You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to the final segment of today's Best of the Offseason show with Matt Wilhelm and Matt Fontana. And at this time right now, with only a few minutes left in the show, we'll do a quick Friday forecast.
Number one.
All right, Mr. Wilhelm, we talked a little bit about the Oakland Raiders earlier. Their quarterback, Derek Carr, will make a Pro Bowl in his career.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes. I just feel that the Raiders, with the Davis family still there, you know, kind of hovering over the franchise, that they're going to make the push, that Reggie McKenzie, the general manager, is going to make the push talent-wise. I think they got a great one in Amari Cooper. And that one year, the stars will align. Not so much they're going to be this overly great playoff or Super Bowl team, but I think that Derek Carr himself will be surrounded by enough talent to make a Pro Bowl. So, yes.
I think you look at so many quarterbacks. Sorry to the Matt Schaub fans out there, but Matt Schaub went to a Pro Bowl. You really only need, one good year.
1 year, injuries, you don't never know.
Probably the best quarterback in your league is going to be going to the Super Bowl, so you get to play then.
Exactly.
There's so many factors that go into it. I think if you're a middle-of-the-road quarterback, you have to really try hard to not
make a Pro Bowl. Didn't Andy Dalton go to a Pro Bowl?
Yeah, Andy Dalton is considered a Pro Bowler.
Derek Carr will go to the Pro Bowl.
I think eventually, too. Number two. Speaking of quarterbacks, which Ohio State quarterback will start the most games this year? Not the one that's going to start the season, but the one you think will start the most games this year.
As I've said, to answer the second part of your question, I think that Cardale Jones will start the season, but when the going gets tough, he will play like the third-string quarterback that he was. And I'm going to go with my guy, JT Barrett, will start the most games for the Ohio State Buckeyes this year. It's a tough question. We're discounting Braxton Miller, and he just said he's the best athlete in all of college football.
See, I think that's the thing. I think Braxton will start the most games this year, but he's not going to be a quarterback. I don't think he's going to play quarterback when he comes back this year. So I think he'll start every game at, slot or something.
I don't think he would have came back if he wasn't going to have an opportunity to compete at quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll go Cardale. I think he'll be able to play well enough. But I agree with you. I think JT, as far as running what Urban Meyer wants to run, I think JT.
Yeah, it's a bad schedule too.
Yeah. Final one. Number three. What was your biggest shock in Cavs free agency? All these guys are officially signing today, but now the free agency's for the most part over. What's your biggest shock?
I think my biggest shock in free agency, and I've just read a few articles here, while we've had some of the interviews going on, it's that the Tristan Thompson deal seems to be growing in more separation, just because everybody thinks that LeBron and Tristan, because of their relationships, because of the Rich Paul, the dual agent between LeBron and Tristan, that it just made sense that if you get one, you get the other. And, Dave McMenamin, reported today that he will be a Cav, but at this point right now, they're further apart than they've ever been in their negotiations in bringing Tristan back to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They're going further apart than getting closer. I think
right, exactly. Exactly.
For me, it was how I know it's not a simple problem, but how simple it was to get Kevin Love to come back.
Yeah.
I was expecting like
a
this
poolside convo.
I was expecting a fight with the Lakers, and then, here comes the Celtics or some random team, but he just goes, yeah, I'm coming back. He wrote the letter. He said after he talked to LeBron, he knew he wanted to be here.
Right.
And that it sounded to me, Matt, I don't know about you, but it just sounded to me like he had no other places that he wanted
no.
to go except here.
And I think at this point in his career, he knew with a max deal on the board for him and an opportunity to win. And I'm not going to say win championships. I know that's always out there and it will be for every LeBron James team in the future. But his opportunity to win. Because in Minnesota, it was tough. In L.A., it's going to be tough. Kobe's past his prime. They've got some young talent. They've lost so far in free agency. And he would have to, weather that storm. And he's been injury prone, throughout his career. Well, that's going to do it. Again, a brief Friday forecast. But today, my final day this week, Nathan Zagura will be with you next week, as I mentioned. I'm going to do my very best to get some of those cardiac kids calling in throughout next week, whether I'm on the show or not. I may call in here or there. But thank you so much all week. Thank you to Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon for their early week participation. Thank you to Jason Gibbs for making the week fly by. Matt Fontana, thank you for today. Thank you for all of you, for your calls, your tweets, and today for all of our participants in the Best of the Browns offseason show. I'm Matt Wilhelm, your host for today. See you in 2 weeks. And thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.